turn our attention to the Royal Welsh Show and dairy farmers. It's day three of the show. The Advertising Standards Authority has approved a very controversial animal rights advert which claims that drinking milk is inhumane. It features in several newspapers today, a picture of a cow behind barbed wire with the headline, "Humane milk is a myth, don't buy it." So, is this another attack on our hard-working farmers, or maybe you believe it is inhumane to drink milk? Lines are open if you want to come on the radio and have your say. We'd love to have you. The number to call is 03700 100 110. Let's talk to Sandra Higgins, who's the director of Go Vegan World. This is their campaign. Hello, Sandra. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Ali Jones is a dairy farmer from Caernarfon. He's at the Royal Welsh Show. He's live from our studio there. Hello, Ali. Morning to you, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Jason.
Good morning. First of all, let's start with you, Sandra, if we can. Why is drinking milk inhumane?
It's predicated on the exploitation of other beings who have as much of an interest in living their lives as we have in living our lives. And one of the most inhumane aspects of it is the removal of calves from their mothers very shortly after birth. And they share the same bond with their calves that we share with our babies. So it's inherently inhumane. We can't use other animals without it being humane for any use, dairy included.
If everyone just stopped drinking milk, people like Alid, people who are at the Royal Welsh Show today, and no doubt hundreds and hundreds of people around our country would be out of work.
No, they wouldn't be out of work. If people stopped drinking milk, they would replace the milk with plant foods, and we would need farmers even more than ever. Dairy farming is unsustainable. The farmers are out on the street every day of the week protesting that they don't have a good standard of living. They also have a very poor quality of life, because when we buy dairy products, we pay for farmers to do to other animals something that we wouldn't dream of doing ourselves. Separate their calves from them, artificially inseminate them, and send them to slaughter at a fraction of their natural lifespan.
When what do we replace? Can I just ask you, what do we replace in our diet then? If we don't drink milk, the NHS say milk and dairy foods, such as milk, cheese, yogurt, are very good sources of protein and are vital for our system.
Actually, the science says something quite contrary to that. All the World Dietetics Associations have stated that a 100% plant diet is not only perfectly adequate for human health, but it would prevent most of the illnesses we're suffering from and causes of premature death. So people would replace those unnecessary products with green leafy vegetables, beans. Plant foods have all the essential nutrients that we need. If people miss the taste of dairy products, they can replace those products with plant equivalents. And we will need farmers to produce those plant equivalents. Farmers will not be out of work. What they will have is a secure and sustainable income and a much better quality of life.
So what do I put on my cornflakes? What do I put on my cornflakes in the morning?
Nobody will be more behind the farmers and more supportive of the farmers than the vegan and animal rights community. Okay. Let me be very clear about that.
Okay. What do I put on my cornflakes in the morning?
Plant milk.
Okay.
There are huge varieties of plant drinks made from nuts, beans, oats, rice, products that we can grow in our countries like Ireland and England. Nuts. If you compare the label on
and
the dairy
Wales.
Milk and the plant drinks, they will be nutritionally equivalent, but the plant products do not have the disadvantages to human health that the dairy products have, and they are not predicated on cruelty.
Okay.
They're not damaging to our environment, they're not damaging to dairy farmers.
Farmers. Have a listen to Ali Jones. Ali, hello, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jason.
Very good to have you. You need to treat your cows and cattle more humanely, sir.
Well, do you know, I wake up every morning, and the care that I devote to my cattle is second to none. I have a great deal of passion. You know, I've always lived with cattle. It's my expertise. It's my calling in life, really. Because you know, I'm a ninth generation farmer. We understand how to look after our animals. We're extremely passionate for the welfare of our cattle. Because if we don't care for the welfare, then we don't have a business. And I do question Sandra's questioning my quality of life, but honestly, you know, there's nothing better for me to get up in the morning, look after my cows, care for them, milk them, and also the pleasure of understanding that I'm contributing a product which is really valued by consumers. So the thought that somebody somewhere is, you know, is throwing something up at me and telling me that I'm dealing with animals cruelly or inhumanely is quite offensive, to be honest with you.
But Sandra would tell you that the mothers, and you can correct us all if you're wrong, the mothers are slaughtered at 6 when their life expectancy is 25.
Well, I question where she gets her facts from, you know, animals.
Well, you can talk to Sandra anyway. Say good morning, Sandra.
I'm sure you have, access to my submission to the Advertising Standards Authority, and he can read the veterinary and the scientific evidence for himself.
Yeah, well, all I can tell you, no, I have practical experience of looking after animals. You know, I've had cattle living 18, 20 years old. You know, it's very dependent on their genetics and, you know, their productive life. But, you know,
whilst they are productive...
Sandra, please let me.
Sandra,
please let me continue.
Make a profit for farmers.
Sandra, please let me continue. Now, we look after our animals in such a way because we're audited, you know, extremely tightly for the standards that we have to achieve on producing low quality of milk.
Alex, you're entirely missing the point of the ad. The ad is not about how well you care for your animals. The ad is that it is unacceptable and unjustifiable for us to use other animals for our ends, especially for something that...
Well, Sandra, please,
it's not about the welfare, it's about the rights of the animals.
Okay, then.
Sandra, you can come straight back in,
right.
I promise.
Now, what Sandra's proposing is that we convert all our grassland in Wales now into producing plant food for, you know, for human nutrition. Well, it would probably mean that, you know, 220,000 dairy cows that we have in Wales would have to be slaughtered because there's absolutely no use at all for them. I don't think that's very fair at all, is it? You know, they convert what we grow very, very well in Wales is grassland. We're very successful in this economy of growing grass. It's one of the best things that we do. So it's a very sustainable model that we produce. We convert that grass into some extremely good protein. And that protein, I would suggest to you, is part of a balanced diet. And there are numerous research studies will show you quite clearly the benefits of having milk and dairy products as part of a healthy and balanced diet. And it shows very well, in studies that have shown there are lower risk of strokes, heart disease, and other ailments having milk in that dairy in their diets.
Most of that research is paid for by the dairy industry.
No, it's not at all.
And all the World Dietetics Associations have said that animal foods are absolutely unnecessary. In fact, they're associated with the higher risk of the very illnesses that you have mentioned.
Yeah, but can I suggest that you be selective on the research studies that you've looked at?
Because they are unnecessary, our use of other animals is entirely unjustified. There is nothing that you can do, nothing that you can say to make what you do justifiable. And the farmers are out on the streets every day, Alex, protesting that they have a poor quality of life and that they do not have a good income. Dairy farming, all farming of other animals, is unsustainable. Plant farming is the future, and that is why there are so many organisations pumping huge amounts of resources into developing plant foods for human use. And we need to move with the times. If we care about other humans, never mind other animals, we will move with the times away from animal farming.
Can I give you an idea what our listeners are saying as well? Because, Sandra, we've heard your view, and Aled, we've heard your view. Steve on the text, vegans and vegetarians should know the only reason cows and pigs are alive is because they taste so good. If we all turned vegetarian, what would we do with the animals? Eat all our veg? No, we would kill them. If we look after them, then it's fine. And I need you to respond to this, Aled. This is an anonymous emailer. Not very often, Aled, we get anonymous emailers, so there's obviously a reason for this.
Yeah.
And this emailer says, "Hi Jason, our local cows would love to see barbed wire, but unfortunately, intensification of farming has seen them kept indoors 24/7, 365 days of the year. If this isn't bad enough, the subsequent problem of dealing with their waste has seen our local river choked and dying with slurry pollution. We don't see animals in the fields any longer. Very sad times," says Anonymous.
I think this question regarding, you know, where the animals are kept, there are conditions sometimes during the winter when, you know, there's no other means of keeping cattle but indoors, because that's the only humane method of keeping them when the weather conditions are so poor. There are occasions, even during the summer months, when it is extremely wet, as we can have it in Wales, when it's probably fairer for the animal to be sheltered inside. But this question regarding intensification in Wales, you know, we have a myriad of small family farms which keep the fabric of the rural communities running. There might be some large dairies, but they're very, very few in Wales, most definitely. But I question, you know, even those animals which are kept inside for a reason, probably, that the quality of life that they have to be kept at is very, very high, even better than those which are kept outside. But sometimes, you know, you can see a cattle. Well, this morning's not particularly nice here in Vils Wells. When it's raining and it's windy, cattle will shelter by the hedges, and I'm sure if you open the gate, they'd be far happier going inside.
Aled, not only are you a dairy farmer in Caernarfon, but also the NFU's Cymru Dairy Board Chairman. I have to ask you, slightly move away from the debate about whether it's right to drink milk and not. And Sandra's made her point very clear. On the advert, do you think it's right that the advert has been published in many of the newspapers today?
Well, I found it quite astonishing that the Advertising Standards Authority even felt that it was fair and allowing this sort of wording to be allowed to go out into press even. They hadn't even communicated properly and had, you know, our own input into their decision. So I found it very unbalanced that the Standards Authority took this decision to allow these wordings to go out in the national press. So I do take offence, really, at the method that they've allowed here.
Very good to talk to you. Have a good day. Thank you very much indeed. That's Aled Jones, live from BBC Radio Wales' studio at the Royal Welsh Show today. And Sandra Higgins, thank you to you too. That's Sandra Higgins, who's the director of Go Vegan World, speaking to us live from Ireland. Screffy on Twitter says, Jason, put coconut milk on your cornflakes. Don't be so ignorant, please. Jan on the text, Jace, these people have been drinking milk and using milk products for hundreds of years all across the world. This is from Aid, who says, I've been drinking milk for 50 years. I will drink milk for the rest of my life. And this texter says, if there was no livestock, Jason, there would be no soil fertility or rural landscape. We would starve, or maybe we would just get fed from test tubes and drips. So the lines are open for you to have your say. Do you think this advert is fair? And do you still drink lots of milk? And are you supporting the Welsh dairy farmers? Lines are open. 03700 100 110 is the number to call.